I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Rondo Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Is it day or is it shine?
All right, day or shine. Rondo Report. There it is. In baseball, Mets minor leaguer Tim Tebow announced that he will be playing for the Philippines in next month's World Baseball Classic qualifiers. Now you might be thinking to yourself, gee,
there's the obvious
Tebow
question
sure
here.
Does not look like he's Filipino. And
Where does the connection come in?
It would
in?
Be tough for me to argue that he does not look Filipino. But Tebow's parents were actually missionaries in the Philippines when Timmy was born in 1987,
yep.
And he lived there until he was 3 years old. When the family moved to Florida, the qualifying games take place in Tucson next month, and Tebow's squad will be grouped with the Czech Republic, Great Britain, New Zealand, and Panama. Top two teams in the group advance to next year's WBC tournament. Tebow homered for the Mets in a spring training game on Tuesday against the Tigers.
They're pretty lax on your affiliation. You know, like if you've been to the Netherlands, you can play for the Netherlands. They really don't care much.
Have you heard of the Netherlands?
Have you heard of Curacao?
You're playing
Guess
second
what?
Base.
First base is all yours, buddy. So, yeah, do you guys care? I don't care.
Bruce Bochy grew up army brat in France.
Play anywhere he wants.
His dad was stationed there, so he's the manager.
Right, of the French team.
Of the French team.
Yeah.
Qualifying for the World Baseball Classic.
It was an interesting headline.
He's not French, though, is he?
He's not French
Not
at
French
all.
At all.
You've heard Bochy talk, right? He's definitely
well, I mean,
not French.
I mean,
he doesn't speak French.
All right,
he's
smart ass.
He's the manager of the French team.
Is his bloodline French?
I don't know the.
I don't think so.
Bochy. You know what I mean? You
it
never know.
Be, yeah.
All right. Tough guy.
All right. In the NBA, LeBron James has started quite the controversy on social media. Tuesday night, LeBron was spotted on the bench in the final seconds of the Lakers' win over the Pelicans, and he was eating what appeared to be some red vines.
Who cares?
This, of course, because it has to, started a huge debate on Twitter of which is better, red vines or Twizzlers.
Oh, come on. That's even
the
a debate?
Official, yeah, no, it is. The
Welcome
official
to morning
red vines,
radio, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hot dog sandwich.
I'm curious as to what you're going to say, though, because I also think it is a slam dunk, easy decision.
It's a no-brainer.
One, two, three.
Red
vines.
Twizzlers.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's not even close.
No. Did I hear, who said Twizzlers?
I thought you were going to say Twizzlers. I'm a red vines
red
guy.
Vines. I'm red vines, too.
Red vines. All day.
Hammer.
He's
red
a Twizzlers guy.
Darren Rovell did one of his polls. Twizzlers won 2-1.
That's ridiculous.
Over red vines nationally.
They're gritty. They're not
disgusting.
They're gritty. They're like
plasticky.
Diddlers.
To me, I feel like it's a more East Coast thing.
I mean, it could be.
Well, the yeah.
Diddlers eat Twizzlers. Normal people eat red vines.
They have better distribution. They're owned by a bigger candy company. Twizzlers.
I mean, I couldn't care less about that. It's how they taste.
There's nothing better when you show up somewhere and someone went to Costco and got,
yeah, they got the big,
big old
vat
tub
bucket.
Of the red vines. You just reach in and take seven of them.
It's the best.
What are they, by the way? It's just pure sugar
licorice.
And like gelatin.
Licorice.
What's licorice though? Like gelatin and
what? That's a ham. That is a
that is hammer,
a hammer
time.
Question.
What is licorice?
What is licorice? I don't know the answer. To that.
Like, remember when Hammer came in for Hammer Time that one time and said, "Hey, what is New England? One of my favorite days on our show ever. What is New England?" And I go, "I don't know." He blew my mind.
No, what was the other one? It was like. Is clam chowder cereal or something?
Yeah, that was a good one. Hammer is he's such a trip.
And finally, Japan's baseball league says it will play its 72 remaining preseason games in empty stadiums.
72.
Yeah. Because of the threat of the spreading coronavirus. The virus that originated in China is disrupting all of the country's sports schedules and has raised concerns.
Pause. Am I on marijuana, or did you do this exact same story yesterday in the Rindle Report?
I did not.
Am I on marijuana? Are you sure? Ben? Yeah. I know you tune out the Rindle Report 90% of the time.
I know we have a problem. I'm trying to look up what red licorice is, so I was...
I swear this was on yet.
Either, I wasn't even listening.
I can tell you what it was.
Either
yesterday.
I'm having deja vu like a madman, or we did the coronavirus story yesterday.
No, we did my interview with the heckler.
Okay. I mentioned the coronavirus on Don't Do This yesterday.
Oh, that's it. That was Don't Do This.
Yeah.
It was Don't Do This.
Got it.
I felt bad for all those Olympic shot putters.
All right. Listen, that's me throwing the e-brake on the show. Paul, continue with your...
It doesn't matter.
Just continue. Continue. It's a good story. It's a good story. I want it.
Start over. I haven't listened to any of it yet.
Ben didn't hear 1 second of it.
All right.
I'm at rapt attention. And finally.
By the way, there is no licorice in
red
licorice.
No one cares anymore.
Okay, continue, Paul.
We're over the licorice, Ben. Japan's Professional Baseball League says it will play its 72 remaining preseason games in empty stadiums.
No way!
I know!
You are kidding me. Why? Why?
Well, let me tell you. It's because of the threat of the spreading coronavirus.
Whoa.
The virus that originated in China, it's disrupting all of the sports schedules in the country of Japan. It's also raised concerns about the Tokyo Olympics, as you heard
yesterday
on Don't Do This.
I also mentioned that Italian soccer is going to be playing matches in front of empty stadiums because they're also having a coronavirus outbreak in northern Italy. Inter Milan, Juventus.
Trust me, after sitting next to the guy yesterday on the plane, I am eagerly awaiting coronavirus.
Are we getting more worried? There's like a new case in California that reported last night that's not related to any travel. He didn't go to China. He didn't know anyone who went to China. And he's at UC Davis Medical Center with coronavirus. The thing is spreading.
Oh, God, it's coming. I know it is.
Woods could be patient like... three here in California.
I can't stop thinking about looking down at my leg and seeing another man's snot on my leg. I had a lot of problems with bodily fluids on this last trip to spring training. Trial and error. Later on in the show, I'll explain exactly how we're going to do spring training next year because we have really, really dropped the ball. Yeah. Hashtag we dropped the ball.
Interesting phrasing.
We
had
nothing to do with it.
And just to wrap it up on the Twizzlers and Red Vines debate, our pal, Bill Burke, out in Jersey, our fantasy camp.
Oh, I love Burke.
Just texted me. One word. One word, not two. This is Twizzlers.
Yeah, ooh. East Coast. East Coast.
Yeah.
Burkey.
I would never eat an MF in Red Vine if you shoved that thing in my mouth, you stupid mother.
It's our boy. The greatest. Kindest the human being alive. Until you get him on a baseball field, then he turned into a murderer.
Don't you throw inside on me, you stupid.
Hey, you stupid CSMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.